Peace, y'all. What's going on? It's your girl, Basha Regine. Welcome back to Regine Radio. You are listening to a young black Muslima. This is a community of blossoming humans in which sometimes I do answer questions to make you think about your potential to make change, but you already know it's up to you. My answers are based off my understanding of myself and my way of life, which is Islam. So believe me when I say I want for you what I want for myself. So let's get back into intentions and traveling. Now, the importance of when you are going where you're going and constantly trying to connect to different cultures is that you bring a journal along with you and that you're able to consistently, right, document your experience. I know for me, I'm kind of all over the place when I'm not journaling my thoughts. And it's so important that we're always keeping it, you know, to one page, because you have plenty of pages to write from and to choose from where you will go back and really feel inspired by your journey. Now, the reason why I say this is because we sometimes can forget the importance of being short, sweet, and simple. When we're journaling our, you know, about our journey, we are constantly trying to understand the connection of what it means and what we've gone through and how can we expand on these understandings. Never to make it difficult, always to be clear and concise about our experience. So how does that look to you? How has your consistent journey been when traveling? When you look back into that, your intentions are really clear. One thing that I love about what I've done so far in my travel journey is that I've been able to bring my journal with me. And so I've had the experience of writing in my journal in the places that I've gone outside of the States. Sometimes I've left my journal at home and I just go pick up one on my travels and I just add that to my collection of journals, because I really want my children, my future children, inshallah, if Allah grants me, to be able to read those things and to understand that they too can go to places that they've never been and that they too can experience new things. So why do we travel? Why do we travel? Like, what is your reason for traveling? Think about it. Intentions are important, right? We talked about intentions and traveling, the main topic of the series, but really, how do we set those intentions before you even go anywhere? You're journaling, right? So if you're journaling every day, you're talking about your experience right now and you looking forward to the next experience in your life. So write about your intentions. One thing that I realize is that when I'm writing about my intentions and what I really want to do, I'm able to connect my thoughts and what it is I need to do so that I can grow and expand my potential. Like, honestly, how can we consistently be able to connect our thoughts and connect our reality? Now, we have to be able to understand that sometimes our thoughts can be reality, but our reality are not, like, it's not our thoughts sometimes, because we'll be in a situation, right? But our thoughts can overpower that situation. Meaning, if a situation seems overwhelming, our thoughts can be like, you know, it's really not that deep. Sometimes things are more so like surface level when you step away from it. And this pertains to traveling too. So when we're in an intentional situation that we've already manifested, we have to understand why this is happening and go back to our initial intentions of why we went to a place. Now, we always are going to get out what we put in. So intentions are a big part of that. When we consistently understand our intentions when we're in a situation whilst we're traveling, we'll know, right? This is why we're going through this. And I want to touch more into this, but I really want you to understand the reason why, you know, we're going somewhere. The reason why we want to be away from our home. And it's always going to be for the sake of Allah. So always putting our intentions first, everything. Put Allah first in everything, and you will be rewarded immensely by way of results, because Allah really wants us to understand that we cannot do anything without Him. And so why aren't we putting Allah first in that? Whether it's traveling, whether it's, you know, going to the supermarket, any form of movement, any form of removing yourself from your home, understand that that is going to be for the sake of Allah as well. So why shouldn't it be when you travel and get on a flight, no matter where it is, whether it is domestically in your country or internationally somewhere else? So I really want that to be the focal point of how we travel. And I'm looking forward to the last episode of this series so that you're able to connect why intentions are important and share a little bit of a story about why we set intentions. And when we set intentions, we have to hold ourselves to account when things don't go the way we hope. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Young Black Muslima. Don't forget to hit us up on IG at Young Black Muslima and go to our website, youngblackmuslima.com. Don't forget to join our Shahada sessions if you're new to Islam. If you're wanting to know more about Islam and connecting to our sisterhood offline, we are definitely online when we meet, but we're not online on a live, you know, platform. We're really trying our best to keep it discreet and connect to the sisters until we're able to expand on that and what that looks like. So inshallah, I'm able to, you know, provide space and comfort and safe space for those who are looking to learn more about Islam and just connect to who they are in general. Thank you guys so much for joining this episode today. I look forward to connecting you to more. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.